Welcome one and all, and get ready for another blast into the past with me, DJ ELC, as we bring back the best memories from yesteryears of the tunes that inspired and motivated our Christian walk and lifestyle. It's all here on Champion FM Radio. But first, it's our scripture reading and some talks. Today, I'm inspired by something that happened to me this morning. I had to go to my grandmother's house, which was flooded because of the heavy rain last night. So I helped to try and clear all the water that was flooded up to my calves. So I want to begin with how it all ended with the flood during Noah's time, which is from Genesis chapter 9, verse 17. And it's the promise. And it says this. So God said to Noah, "This rainbow is proof of the agreement that I made with all living things on earth." Beginning from chapter 6, we read about God's conversation and plan of using the flood for a total restart. You know, many things tickle me during the passage as I read it and start my mind going with so many questions. Like, we had the usual predator versus prey issues. What about, was God literally meaning every single animal on the planet? And since they didn't have electricity to properly brighten up the whole boat, how could they see? And wouldn't those creepy crawlies be stood upon? And what about that stench? Ew, so smelly. And how about the continual rocking back and forth due to the weather, the waves, up and down? Wouldn't it agitate the animals into fighting one another? I mean, man, you're hitting one another. But you see, I don't know most of the answers, but for one, I know my God, He is in control. And for example, in verse 20 of chapter 6, it says that two of every kind of birds, animals, creeping things will come to Noah. Imagine, those creatures were making a beeline for Noah's ark. You know, I always thought that Noah had to run around all throughout the earth, all throughout the land, to pick up these things. But no, the Bible says that they were coming to the ark themselves. And if Bible history is to be honored, and God was able to shut the lions' mouths in Daniel's den, surely He could keep the predators from the prey, from eating them up. After all, in prepping the boat, God did also tell Noah to prepare for food for both the animals and his family. You know, I'm just so amazed how our God is in total control of every situation, from the tiniest detail to the biggest issues. Man, in Him, I feel so secure. So my question, church, is where do your securities lie? In man, materials, your wealth, or in God? So think about that today. Pray about it. Amen. I'm DJ ELC, and welcome to our classic hits on this Wednesday. And we begin our show with the Newsboys, and off the 1999 album, this is the title track, Love, Liberty, Disco. We'll be right back.
I believe Jesus lives. Where there is faith, there is a voice calling, keep walking, you're not alone in this world. Where there is faith, there is a peace like a child sleeping, hope everlasting in me, who is able to bear every burden, to heal every hurt in my heart. It is a wonderful, powerful place where there is faith. There's a man across the sea, never heard the sound of freedom ring, only in his dreams. There's a lady dressed in black, in a motorcade of Cadillacs, that he's not coming back. And our hearts begin to fall, and our stability grows weak, but Jesus meets our needs.
She's daddy's little girl, only 3 years old, all dressed up in her Sunday clothes. He held her hand on bended knee. He said, I need to show you how to find your way home. As they walked along, sweet the sound, church bells ringing, people gather round. Remember this church in the crossway of their sweetheart. If you ever get lost, say take me to the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died for all the lost people. If you can't find home, herself out in a big, big world. And on the day her daddy died, she said, I need to know why. Take me to the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died for hurting people. If you can't find home, still knows her daddy's by her side. She raises her little boy in her father's way, and she smiles when she hears her son say, hey mom, take me to the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died for all the lost people. If you can't find home, no, you're not alone. Remember the cross, high up on a steeple, one where Jesus died for all the lost people. If you can't find home, no, you're not alone.
It's all about him.
And with a heart for evangelism and passion for youth, that was Al Danson with the song Take Me to the Cross. Before that, we heard from the all-vocal band For Him and their massive hit, Where There Is Faith, from 1990. We've got more great music lined up after these messages.
On Champion FM Radio, we play every genre of Christian music that you want, from the billboards to the classics, rock to pop, instrumentals and praise and worship. It's all here on Asia's premier music station. Download our app from the Android and Apple stores or visit us on our website at www.championfmmusic.com. Join the family right now.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
As you know, Champion FM Radio plays every genre of Christian music there is, so we're asking you, for our May question of the month, what type of music defines you? Are you a billboard and modern person, or an easygoing adult contemporary and pop-styled person? Could your personality be funky and hip, like our Fridays, or does the Thursday hard rock and heavy metal genre reflect you better? go to our website and hit the button on our pop-up box to go to our dialogue page to select one of your 7 music personalities and tell us why it suits you. It's our question, all this month on Champion FM Radio. We will be reading out your entries on our station at the end of the month.
And welcome back to the station that offers so much more. And this is veteran Scottish CCM artist Sheila Walsh and her 1991 hit single, Heaven Is Holding Us Now.
just trying to drive my thoughts away. But I couldn't help remembering yesterday and everything in between. Oh, it was as real as any image in a technicolor dream. Or was it my imagination playing tricks on me? Was I losing my mind? Or was the truth just catching up to me? I don't know. Oh, but what did it matter? I just kept driving anyway. A whole lot of baggage and conditions, and nothing left to say. Just then I noticed a sign. It read, renew your soul to Jesus at exit 39. I walked through an open door, and I started to listen as the words cut right through my soul. This was more than religion. I saw water change to wine at exit 39. Down at exit 39. Yeah. And then a woman said to me, don't go searching anymore. Jesus knew that he'd meet you when you walked through that door today. Then I looked back at the sign. It said you just gave your life to Jesus at exit 39. And for the first time I can open my eyes and see what I've been missing. That all his love and his forgiveness was with me all the time. More than just religion, I saw water change to wine at exit 39. By. I drove up and down that highway. There was no exit 39. Was it just all in my mind? I believe it wasn't just a vision. 'Cause what took place in my heart was by faith and not by sight. More than just religion, I saw
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And from the legendary voice and one of my favorites, John Elefante, that was Exit 39 off his album Defying Gravity. And we also played you a rarity by singer-songwriter Larry Bryant entitled Silent Movies from way back in 1987. Today's video of the day is from the Bible Project and is simply called The Test. It attempts to answer the question, why does God test people, and traces this repeated theme throughout the Word of God. Go to our website and to our inspirational page to watch it.
Since August 2021, Champion FM Radio has begun our Read Through the Bible series daily as we explore the Word of God using the easy-to-read version. This 365-day plan is also available on our website if you have missed any of our previous readings. You can also follow the plan by downloading the PDF file from our website. So join us today in exploring God's Holy Word.
We're back on our Wednesday show, and this is Mark Schultz sharing the story behind his song, Walking Her Home.
Well, when I was in Nashville, I first moved there, and this is the first song I want to do. I moved in next to this couple, Henry and Liz, and I was in their driveway on accident, and I didn't realize I was. I was in the house next door, but I didn't know that. And so I pulled into their driveway, and they said, hey, you are in our house. And they said, but you live next door, but when you come back over, after you unload all your stuff, come on over. So I did, and when I got over there, there was like, I'd never been to the South before, so there's like sweet tea and cookies and ice cream and everything on the back porch there. We all hung out there. And Liz actually grew up with Minnie Pearl from Hee Haw, you know? They were best friends. Sarah Cannon was her name. And so they grew up together, and she used to say, we're as country as cornflakes over here. They would fix me dinner every night, and she would always call me, and she would go, son, she called me son for some reason, I'm not sure. She said, dinner's ready, and Henry's eating all your biscuits. Get over here. So I would go over there, and by the time I get there, there was like a steak on my plate already cut up into squares. Because I was only 26, and I probably couldn't cut. And so vegetables all over the plate, but everything was fried. I would sit down and I would listen to them talk, and they would talk about their first date they ever went on. And Henry said, you know, when I first went out with Liz, I went to her house, walked over there to pick her up for a movie, and her dad met me on the front porch with a gun. And he said that, he said, now this is my only daughter. You make sure that you you walk her to the movies and you walk her home and promise me you'll never leave her side. And so he did, and I loved hearing their stories. Sometimes Henry would forget that he told me stories, and I would hear him over and over and over again. And so I know him pretty well. So I went to see him. When I went to their house, there's a fence that goes around their house, and I had to paint it several times when I was living next to him. We painted it together, and there was a for sale sign in the yard when I went back. And I found out that they were in a nursing home, so I went to the nursing home, and I saw Henry, and Henry said, now, Liz is getting older, and she's not remembering as much, and she may not remember who you are. So he said, don't feel bad if we go into the cafeteria to see her, and she doesn't know who you are. So we walked into the cafeteria, and she put her fork down, and she looked at me, and I stared at her, and I thought, this could be not good, maybe. And she went, son, you've come home. Which is really cute. And so I got to hang out with them, and I started to play them this song called Walking Her Home, which was from their, you know, just their story. And I didn't know how to end the song, you know. And I was standing at the front door, and I was saying goodbye to them. And I turned around, I looked, and Henry had his arm out, and Liz had her arm in there. And they were walking down the hallway, like a quarter mile an hour. And I thought, man, 60 years ago, he promised her dad that he would walk her home, and he's still doing it. And I just thought that was so cool. And I got married a year and a half ago because there wasn't anything else going on. And and so I only hope that I can be the kind of husband of my wife that Henry's been to Liz. But this is the way I originally wrote this song, so don't freak out if we get to the end. That's not the way you remember it, but this is originally how I wrote it.
Looking back, he sees it all. It was her first date the night he came to call. And her dad said, son, have her home on time. And promise me you'll never leave her side. He took her to a show in town. And he was 10 feet off the ground as he was walking her home. And holding her hand, oh, the way she smiled. Down that old road with the stars up above, he remembers where he was and that he fell in love. He was walking her home. 10 more years in a waiting room at 1:30. So when the doctor said, come in and meet your son, and his knees went weak when he saw his wife. Well, she was smiling as she said, he's got your eyes. And as she slept, he held her tight. His mind went back to that. Doctor said it could be her last night. And the nurse said, oh, should we tell him now? Or should he wait until the morning to find out? When they checked her room that night, he was laying by.
Silenced at the sight. sense the change to come. All that I've held in, like teardrops run. I am clay and I am water, falling forward in this order. While the world spins round so fast, slowly I'll be coming.
Tonight. empty cup, let me fill you up. I'll descend on you like a dove tonight. Lift your head, let your eyes fall into mine. Let your fear subside tonight. Peace be still. Peace be still.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And we just heard the hit single, Peace Be Still, from the band Rush of Fools, off the self-titled album from 2007. Just before that was Margaret Becker and her pop single, Clay and Water, from the album Falling Forward. You know, church, many of us do have trust issues. But we now have a never-failing God whom we can grab hold. So let's take that chance. Before I go, I want to leave us with another rarity that has ministered to my heart for so many years. Here is the group Bash with their massive hit, There Stands a Cross, from 1991. I'm DJ ELC, signing off and saying God bless you and be the blessing to everyone around you.
tired growing up. Over here, I am still unfinished, like a diamond in the rough. Over here, I wonder if patience is growing thin.
It's all about him.
And they're